This is a story of violence, quick tempers, and the animal side of the human being. In its tough way, it is a classic. The MGM Theater of the Air presents Van Heflin in person as Johnny Eager. The locale is that urban jungle, often called the underworld. Here there is a suave king who rules with a sword of fear. He is an absolute monarch until he makes a false move and gives the law the courage of a conviction. Then there is mutiny in the jungle of the city, the underworld. In a private apartment that overlooks a deserted racetrack, a girl is listening to a radio. Two men, or reasonable facsimiles thereof, are studying sample posters for billboard display.
Algonquin Park Dog Track, 11 races nightly, grand opening soon. Hey, Marco, that's swell advertising.
All right, Lou, don't start that again.
Only it don't mean nothing.
I said don't start that again. Garnet! Garnet!
What do you want?
Shut that off. A guy can't hear himself think.
Why should a guy want to hear himself think?
All right, Lou.
What's there good to think about? Answer me that. What's there good to think about in a town where the lid's down so tight a slot machine can't make a lead nickel?
What's the matter, Marco? You allergic to music or something?
All I said was a guy.
Hey, where'd you learn a big word like allergic?
Wise guy.
That's a laugh for you, Marco. Grab it. There ain't many around. I got 60 slot collectors on my payroll. I can't pay them off with conversation.
Well, why not gripe to Johnny about it, wise
Maybe
guy?
Maybe I will.
You haven't got the nerve. You're so scared of Johnny Eager, you...
Scared? Of Johnny?
Of course not. Why should Lou be scared of me?
Eager!
Johnny!
Johnny, we didn't hear you come in.
That's all right, Marco. Lou, you got a gripe? What is it? What is it, Lou?
Well, Johnny, I haven't got a dozen books running, no dice, no roulette. My whole crowd's hungry.
You blaming me for the lid being on this town?
But no, Johnny,
baby,
I...
Baby, hang up this cap and coat for me, will you?
Oh, sure, Johnny. Be glad to.
Lou, what's the badge on my cap there?
What? Oh, a cabbie's badge.
A cabbie's badge. Why? Johnny Eager with $500,000 in a racetrack that can't open pushing a hack around town. Why, Lou?
But look, Johnny, I didn't mean it.
Tell him, Marco. Go on, wise that boy up.
Because Johnny's making things look straight for the parole officer.
Marco, we can't open this racetrack until you get that injunction lifted.
Well, now, I got to talk to you about
it. You mean you can't get it lifted, huh? Every politician in town in my pocket except the one guy who could lift that injunction. Hey, Lou, what's his name?
Well, John Benson Farrell.
John Benson Farrell, the city prosecutor. The guy who sent me
Johnny,
up once.
Johnny, I put the cat back out of sight like you want.
John Benson Farrell, that righteous, radiates me worse than poison. Hey, baby. The shirt look all right?
Oh, it looks swell, Johnny.
Yeah, your taste gets worse every day. Well, there it is, Lou.
Johnny, I'm sorry.
I got to drive a hack with one hand and lift a 500 grand injunction with the other, and in between worry about guys who think I'm giving them the wrong end of a deal.
Well, sorry, Johnny. Just a short dose. Give me a crouch. You're not sure, are you?
No, of course not, Lou. I'm just as touchy as you are.
Okay, Johnny. So long.
So long, Lou.
Johnny, about that injunction...
Have a couple of the boys see what Lou does with his time for the next few days.
Lou? You mean put a tail on Lou? Well, that's silly, Johnny. You and Lou have been
pals. Did you tell Jeff Hartnett that I wanted to see him?
Oh, I told him. He said, let the drunkard alone and...
Hold it a minute, hold it. Hey, Garnet, cut that.
Okay, Johnny. But I had to make you notice me somewhere.
What'd he say?
Let the drunkard alone and by he'll fall of himself. Said a guy named Thomas Fuller wrote it.
Well, if Jeff said he did, he did.
Oh, Johnny, I've missed you.
Yeah, I get that.
You might say hello properly.
Hello.
Well, you're not exactly Romeo.
You're not exactly Juliet. Hello. Who? Oh, right. Right, check. Tip from the parole office. The chief's bringing a couple of visitors to the home of Johnny Eager, reformed convict.
Well, you got to get out to the west side in a hurry, Johnny.
That's right. Hey, Marco, see that that's done, huh?
See what's done, Johnny?
A tail on Lou Rankin.
Oh, sure, if you say, but he's a pal, Johnny.
Johnny Eager's got no pals. You tail him. Around the clock.
¶¶
there?
It's me.
Oh, somebody's coming, huh?
Yeah, Vern and a couple of snoopers. He'll be here any minute. Here, hang these up, will you,
Peggy? Yeah, only time I see my own brothers when I got a front for them.
Where's Matilda?
Oh, out somewhere.
These are school books here, huh? She's studying, what is this, Great Heroines of Fiction.
Yeah, that's what she's supposed to be studying. Ah, there's Mr. Vernon.
Look, you better put some coffee on her.
One thing at a time, Johnny, okay? Why, hello, Mr. Vernon.
Hello, Mrs. Fowler.
Why, lands, this is a surprise.
Just the usual routine checkup, Mrs. Fowler. Hello, Johnny.
Well, hello, Mr. Vernon. It's nice to see you, sir.
Mr. Courtney, his fiancée, Miss Bard, Mr. Reagan.
How do you do?
Miss Bard's a sociology student, Johnny.
Sociology? Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. Please sit down, won't you? My sister's just putting some coffee up. I'm setting up my niece's homework here for her.
Edgar, I think it's only fair to Elizabeth, Miss Bard, to tell you this wasn't her idea.
Coming in like this, Mr. Egan.
Well, I assured it was perfectly all right, Johnny.
Well, I think it's rather an imposition.
I told her you were my favorite parolee.
Oh?
That did make her curious.
What did you say you do, Miss Bard? You study sociology? That's rubbing elbows with what they call social conditions, isn't it? All right, here's a fine spot to do that, no kidding.
You said you're helping your niece with her homework?
What? Oh, yeah. She's got to pick some character out of a book, you know, and write an essay about her.
Oh? Well, have you decided on anybody?
Elizabeth, you'd better slip off your coat here.
Oh, thank you, Jimmy.
You know, Courtney, she doesn't fit.
I beg your pardon?
Well, my idea of sociology students was all straggly hair and horn-rimmed glasses and, I don't know. Miss Bard is beautiful.
Well.
Thank you, Mr. Eager. I was going to suggest a character for your niece's essay, if you hadn't picked one.
Mr. Cardin, you see the hack Johnny's been driving since he's gone straight. If you look over here.
Oh, yes. All right, Mr. Burns.
Yeah, come right over here.
You are beautiful. Did you know that?
Well, Mr. Eager.
Okay. Oh, hey, here comes the coffee. It's about time, huh?
Because Johnny puts up with you around here. If you think you can talk to me like that, you're out of your mind.
Hey, Garnet.
Calling me
Garnet, go on, beat it.
Oh, Johnny, I'm so glad you've come.
Oh, Johnny.
Hiya.
Johnny, tell him. Jeff Hartnett or nobody else is going to call me names I don't know what they mean.
Choose between us, Eager. Me or your beloved.
You shut up. Johnny, either he apologizes to me or I walk out of here.
Well, suit yourself, sugar.
All right. All right. Goodbye.
I seem to have offended your light of love by using a polysyllabic word.
You're drunk.
Eager. That is obvious. You are out of character when you're obvious. Adroitness is your racket, Eager. Hard, clever, and adroit.
Here we go again, kids.
Now, a lot of people think that I'm a stooge for you. They don't know that I'm a modern Boswell, meticulously recording for posterity the doings of an individual out of the days of the Medici. The story of Johnny Eager.
Now, look, are you going to pull yourself together, or do I pour some medicine down you?
No. I'll pull myself together.
Johnny, I forgot my purse.
Well, look around for it, sugar.
You'd let me walk right out, wouldn't you?
If that's the way you want it.
Oh, will I see you later?
Well, I got to look around town some. I kind of smell trouble. I'll either phone you or drop by your place.
I'll wait. Goodbye, darling.
Bye-bye. Jeff, what do you hear around town?
For instance?
Well, about Lou Rankin suddenly getting a big head, for instance.
He's got a big head. That's why his brains rattle.
Yeah. What do you hear about John Benson Farrell?
He is noble as Galahad, righteous as a saint, and solemnly sworn not to lift the injunction which keeps you in durance vile.
We got to figure an angle for Farrell. That won't be easy either. You hear nothing about Tony Luce running a wheel and two tables over at his joint, did you?
Yeah. I'm sorry I went into this.
wing-ding and forgot to check on
it. That's all right. We'll check on it tonight. Jeff.
Sir?
Go on, sober up now and take a shower. We've got to see what's going on with our pal Tony Luce.
You college kids think you can get away with anything. Not with Tony Luce, you can't.
Mr. Luce, I've tried to
explain. $85. That's small change. You don't bother yourself to pay a check for $85 small change, maybe you think, huh?
My party got separated. My fiancé isn't here, but he'll send you a check in
no,
the morning.
No, you don't. You don't leave. Wait. Put some of that jewelry here on my desk and you can leave.
Oh, now, don't be absurd.
Don't be absurd. Smart college kid, huh? Johnny, you don't tell me you're coming down.
Michelangelo did his best work on his back.
What's the matter with you, Johnny? You're my friend and you slug me?
You're not kicking through, Tony, and that's a perfect way to stop being friends with me.
But I do kick through every week to Lou Rankin.
Lou Rankin, huh? All right. Chase your dame out of here and we'll talk
to business. My dame? She's not my dame.
Why, Mr. Eager, what would Sarah know say?
Oh, Miss Bard, huh?
Know about these things. Do dames really fall for that line of chatter?
Oh, shut up, Jeff. Okay, look, Jeff, take Tony outside and let him spill it to you.
Tony, have you any idea how many men in history have gone to their ruin because of a woman? Well, let me tell you.
There's nothing to be frightened about, Miss Bard.
Oh, I'm not frightened.
Look, I know my being here may seem pretty strange for a guy out on parole and all, but...
You don't want me talking about this to Mr. Byrne, isn't that it? He might think you've been lying to him.
Well, those guys, I guess they got to be suspicious.
Don't lie to me, Mr. Eager.
Why not?
Because I have no intention of reporting you.
Remember what I said about you being beautiful?
Yes.
Well, that was this morning. Tonight, you're something out of this world. I think maybe I better take you home.
All right.
You don't like that idea?
No.
Not yet, anyway. After a while, home, huh? Okay, sugar. After you, Miss Bard.
Three a.m. Jimmy, you've checked every possible place that she might have gone.
Every place in town. They're all closed.
How could you have permitted her, your fiancé, my daughter, to go out for the evening with a crowd of hoodlums?
Well, the last time, sir, there weren't hoodlums.
But
they're my friends. I told Elizabeth I'd join the party later. Before I did, things got a bit gay and the party...
And nobody knows what became Elizabeth.
No,
sir. Stop sirring me. Words sound so supercilious.
Yes, everybody is right. John Benson Farrell is one of the most brilliant men in the world. And one of the most unpleasant. Good night, sir.
Jimmy.
Sir?
Come back here. I guess you love her just as much as I do.
I think so, Mr. Farrell. There's a car driving in.
Now, don't you be too correct and gentlemanly now.
Elizabeth, your father and I have just been...
This is Jimmy Courtney. Mr. Eager.
How are you?
I met Mr. Eager this morning.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Hello, Father. You shouldn't have been waiting up. I'm all right. I'd like you to meet Mr. Eager. My father, Mr. Farrell.
Your father?
Stepfather.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Eager and I are acquaintances, long-standing. Huh, Eager? I had the pleasure of helping to prepare the case that sent Eager to the penitentiary for not so long as he deserved.
Hey, Dad, if you'll just...
I served as a special prosecutor without fee as a public service to rid this city of vermin.
Now, Dad.
Good night.
Johnny!
When the question is asked, where are you from? Americans with a lot of time in the military might answer with a long list of places. But you can only have one legal residence, usually the state from which you entered active duty. If your legal residence is ever questioned, you'll have to prove that you intend to return to that state after separation from the service. Proof can include voter registration, listing the state as your permanent address on federal tax forms, and as your home of record in your military personnel file. Knowing your legal residence and being able to prove it can be very important if there is ever a dispute about the state taxes you owe or about your entitlement to state benefits. Legal residence also determines your eligibility to vote in state elections. Before taking action that may affect your legal residence and your obligations to a state, talk to a lawyer at your legal assistance office.
And now, here again is your host.
The curtain rises on the second act of Johnny Eager, starring Van Heflin.
Love comes in an explosive package, sealed with a kiss. But unlike dynamite, it isn't labeled "handle with care." That is a mistake when love is a bond with Johnny Eager, the ruthless Johnny Eager, and the girl is the intrepid Lisbeth Bard. The explosive has an innocent side in the morning sunshine across the breakfast table.
Jeff.
Yes, Johnny?
Eat your breakfast.
Johnny, look out of the window. What do you see?
A track that ought to be running wide open and shut down
that
tight.
That far grandstand, Johnny, look. Doesn't that remind you of a mountain there in the morning sun? You ever been out to the Rockies, Johnny?
No, pass the cream, will you?
That is what we ought to do, you and I. Go out where the air is clean and climb a couple of mountains.
Oh, you're nuts, Jeff.
No, Johnny, I'm serious. They've got big mountains out there like Christmas trees.
Well, did you break a finger and can't dial a phone?
Oh, hello, sugar.
In case your memory's bad, you were going to stop by or call last night.
Jeff, where's that envelope that I had you get out of the safe?
Right here, Eager.
I sat by that phone wondering whether you were lying somewhere full of bullet holes.
Well, that's not impossible, Garner. Look, this town's sizzling. I'm going to have to walk awful soft for a while.
Johnny, what's this?
Well, it's a ticket to Florida, sugar, and there's enough cash to last you until I can fly down there, see? Things will cool off in 2 or 3 months. Oh. And any time I can get away, I'll fly down over a weekend, you know?
Johnny, is this a blow-off? Tell me, Johnny, is it?
Yeah, I got a million kinds of grief, and my ding's going to throw a wing-ding on me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Johnny. I wouldn't add anything to your trouble. I'll wait for you in Florida.
Not a girl. Now, look, there's a train at noon. Huh?
I'll make it, Johnny.
Yeah. Get yourself a nice tan, huh?
Okay, boss. And come as soon as you can, please.
Poor Garnet.
Poor Garnet? I thought you didn't like her.
I don't. Johnny, you can feel sorry for someone that you don't like if you've got a heart or a soul or decency.
Yeah?
I guess you don't know what I'm talking about.
You know, sometimes I wonder why I keep you around.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder, too.
Well, Johnny, I tried it like you said.
You mean you put it on the line with Halligan?
On the line.
No dice, huh, Marco?
He says he can't move. Says his hands are tied by Farrell.
Oh, we got to do something about getting to Mr. John Benson Farrell. Jeff, look, put that big brain of yours to work on this, will you?
Yes, sir.
And, Johnny, I put a tail on Lou Rankin, like you said.
Yeah?
Looks like there's a crossaroo on, all right. He's sitting in a poker game tonight with Halligan's crowd.
Uh-oh. Well, I'll take care of it.
So, Johnny, you and Lou had a newsstand together when you were kids. Don't go off half.
I said I'd take care of it, didn't I? Did you get to that cop over on Fowley, Marco?
Johnny, I can't do a thing with him.
Stubborn, huh?
And dumb. Says as long as he's walking that beat, no slot machine's gonna run.
Maybe you'd like a different beat, huh?
Mm-hmm, I figured that. Yeah, I got his name for you. Agranowski, badge 711.
711? That's a lucky number for an unlucky guy. Well, I'll take care of it. Marco, get that, will you?
Yeah, sure, Johnny.
Who is the new one, Eager?
What?
Taking Garnet's place. Oh. The Bard kid?
Yeah, it's not bad, huh, Jeff? Name's Elizabeth.
Oh, Johnny, you...
Johnny!
Yeah?
I was known down at the hack stand. There was a phone call for you. He said you were out on a long trip. But who do you think wants you?
I know. John Benson Farrell.
Farrell?
Hey, Johnny, what's up?
Nothing I can't handle. Maybe this is reel one in how to lift an injunction or how to get $500,000 back in a sunk in a dog racetrack.
Mr. Eager is here, Mr. Farrell.
Send him in.
I'm sorry I didn't get your message sooner, Mr. Farrell, but I was out on a long haul.
Save your breath, thief.
What?
I called you down here to tell you one thing. Don't go near my daughter again. Don't try to see her. Don't write and don't phone her. Now get out.
Well, this is marvelous. I do you a favor by helping your daughter out of a spot and you declare war.
Get out and remember what I told you, thief.
You mean ex-thief.
Get out, thief.
Look, wouldn't it be much simpler if you just told your daughter not to see me? Oh, you did tell her that, huh? Now, what did she say? What did she say, Farrell?
Well, prison didn't teach you much, did it, Eager?
Look, Farrell, there's nothing you can do about it. My parole record is clear.
Wouldn't it be odd if you were picked up on suspicion?
I'd be out on the street in an hour. I'm clean.
But wouldn't it be odd if a gun was found in your pocket? It can happen, you know. There are cops in this town that like me a lot.
You'd frame me?
Why, certainly I would.
You mean you'd turn crooked, huh?
You've made the mistake of banking too much on an honest man's honesty. Sure, I'd resign my job tomorrow to frame you myself. I'd frame you or I'd kill you if it would protect my daughter. Now get out, thief.
It's hard to believe, Johnny.
What's hard to believe, Sugar?
Well, that this beautiful apartment's hidden way back behind all those dusty offices and file cabinets and doors saying Algonquin Racetrack.
Well, it shows you should never take anything at its face value.
Johnny.
You know, once I thought you were beautiful, and then I thought you were out of this world. Now, I don't know. Words, they just don't tell it somehow.
Johnny. Are you happy?
Happy? I'll be happy when I get my dough out of this track, not before.
Will you then? Be happy, I mean?
Just as long as I have you, Elizabeth.
Johnny, where do we get off? What's to become of us?
Oh, now, come on. Now, don't turn ordinary on me. I get tired of ordinary James.
Oh, darling, I didn't mean to turn ordinary on you. It was just an approach to get you to say you loved me.
Listen, any time you start doubting that I love you, just tote up the score.
Darling, I know.
This town's full of women, and I have to pick the one most dangerous one in town. The one woman most likely to upset my apple cart.
Oh, no, Johnny.
You know, this time it might not be the woman who pays. I might wind up in a cell.
Johnny. Oh, darling. I never doubted for one moment you loved me. Never. And don't talk about that horrible place. You're never going back there.
All right, Eager, break it up.
Marco, what?
Johnny, he's got a gun.
That's right, sister.
Say, have you blown your topper?
No, Eager. I haven't blown my topper. I've just been played for a sucker long enough.
Look, Marco, I don't know what's eating you.
Keep away, Eager. I warn you. Stay where you are.
You and I are pals, Marco.
Johnny.
We've been pals for years. You know that.
Yeah, sure. Like your pals with Lou Rankin, huh? No, Eager's got no pals. Remember, Johnny? And this time... Oh,
Elizabeth, he's dropped his gun.
Oh, yes, Johnny, I got it. Oh, look out, Johnny's got a knife. Johnny!
Sugar, the gun.
Johnny!
The gun, Sugar, shoot! Daffy Chump pulling a knife on me. I wonder what's eating him. Hey, wait a minute. I'll check the street. Yeah, we got a break. Looks like nobody heard. Come on.
The doctor.
For him? No, he's long past needing a doctor. You got to get out of here. I'll get you a coat.
Well, we can't leave him like this.
You want to wind up standing trial for murder?
He's badly hurt. Maybe we can help him.
Ah, he's dying. I've seen enough of him to know. Come on. I've got to get you out of here.
I can't, Johnny. I can't just run off and leave a dying man.
Now, this is a fine time to unravel. You're putting yourself right up in the grease. And you're putting me right back in a prison.
Oh, no. No, I couldn't stand that. I'll go. Take me home, Johnny.
I'll put you in a cab. Now, get rid of that.
Take me home.
It would seem to be accomplished, Marco. You can get up now.
Wow. Did you see it, Jeff?
I heard.
I ought to be on a stage. I'm a good actor, Jeff.
That is a moot question, Marco. Effective Yes, in this instance, very, I'm afraid.
Hey, what'll get ketchup out of a shirt, do you know?
I believe the closest study of the classics will not reveal that secret, Margaret.
I'll tell you something. Johnny's got to buy me a new shirt if the ketchup don't come out. I'll tell you that. Hey, Johnny, I'm a good actor all of a sudden, huh?
Yeah, you did all right, Marco.
The girl?
I put her in the cab.
How'd she take it?
Pretty rough. She's shaking like a dice box. Funny thing, I feel bad about giving her this kind of a deal.
I can't imagine why.
But why should I feel different about her? You know, different from the rest. Maybe because she's the only one who never wanted anything from me, huh? Well, go on, get your caps.
Where are we going, Johnny?
I said I'd see Lou Rankin, remember? We're going to do that right now.
Johnny, listen to me, Johnny.
Get behind the wheel, Lou.
In the name of heaven, Johnny.
Behind the wheel, quick.
Eager, you gotta... If you let me... Ah!
Bottle on the front seat when the car was raised. The theory is that the victim, in an intoxicated condition, lost control and drove off the viaduct. He is survived
by... All right.
Eager is not interested in survivors, Marco. Self-preservation, yes, at any cost. Survivors, no.
Lay off of me, Jeff.
You see, Eager is upset. He was an old friend of the deceased.
Marco... Go find something to do, will you?
Sure, Johnny, sure.
Jeff, now one of these days I'm going to slap you right up from between your ears.
But you seem to be depressed, Eager.
Oh, it's that kid. I can't get her out of my mind.
Miss Bard?
There wasn't any other way to play the hand. We got to live.
Unfortunately.
But I can't get her out of my mind.
You haven't been to see her?
No.
And you haven't called on her? No. Of course you haven't. And you feel... something inside you that you don't somehow understand.
Now listen, I'm going to get you told just once and for all. You're always saying I don't understand something or other. Well, you're the guy that don't understand because you're a sucker.
That's beyond the doubt.
And a sucker never understood a smart guy. Jeff Hartnett's got pals, sure, lots of pals. And he'd give me his last $50 if they ask him
for
it.
Yeah, I guess I would.
Yeah, sure. And after your pals spent it, you're strictly from hunger, so what? You understand so much. Go on and figure out the angle on that one.
Yeah, but now I know why you keep me around, Johnny.
You do, huh? Well, yeah. I wish you'd tell me. I'd sure like to know.
You keep me around because even Johnny Eager has to have a friend.
Now, look, I told
all
you
right,
once...
All right, Johnny. Johnny, why didn't you call her up? Why don't you, Johnny?
Oh, you're nuts.
Now, the poor little kid, she's scared. Johnny, fear, blind fear is a terrible thing.
Oh, hand me that phone.
Are you going to call her?
Elizabeth, are you kidding? I'm calling her old man, John Benson Farrell. It's time we started playing with cash money.
Yes, sir? Something for you?
Eager here.
Who? Eager? No, I don't know any...
for me, John Benson Farrell. Well, go on and tell him.
Boss, there's a guy out here who says he's... Yeah? Okay, boss. He says, come on in, Mr. Farrell.
Well, hello, Farrell. Say, how do you like these? Gonna put them on billboards after we open up. Algonquin Park Dog Track. 11 races nightly. Grand opening Saturday night.
So that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, this is Jeff Hartnett here.
The pleasure has probably never been more one-sided.
Well, my instinct was right. You couldn't stop being a thief any more than a weasel could stop sucking chicken blood.
You're in no spot to talk down to me, Farrell, so don't.
We'll cover that later. What happened to my daughter last night?
What did she say happened?
Well, I couldn't get a word out of her. Came downstairs early this morning. There she was, sitting in the dark, staring straight ahead. She wouldn't talk. She couldn't. Called a doctor. It didn't do any good.
It's in a bad way, huh?
Iger, if you've done anything...
Oh,
that...
relax. She'll be all right. She's not in any trouble. I'm covering for her.
You're the one that's in trouble, Farrell. You better wake up.
Covering for her? What do you mean?
Johnny, you won't need me.
You stay right where you are. Elizabeth
was here last night.
Here?
Yeah, I know, busted in gunning for me. There's quite a battle. While he was trying to carve me up, Elizabeth shot him in the back with his own gun.
Iger, wait a minute. Wait just a minute.
You blame me for covering for her? She saved my hide.
Oh, no. No, it isn't possible. Elizabeth?
You saw her face, didn't you? Jeff, Mr. Farrell, I think he wants to sit down.
What became of the body?
Well, if it ever comes to light, it won't be where it can bother anyone. You can count on me for that.
Any witnesses?
Oh, none that I can't handle. I sent for you to tell you to sit tight, and you tell Elizabeth to do the same thing. One hoodlum, more or less, it doesn't matter one way or the other.
Where's the gun?
Oh, I've got that safe with her fingerprints on it.
Well, I haven't any choice. I'll have to keep quiet.
You'll do more than that, Farrell. You'll have the injunction on this track lifted. I'm opening up Saturday night.
Listen to me, thief. My love for my daughter makes me an accessory after the fact, but I'll cut my throat before I become an accomplice. I'll resign as prosecutor today.
No, you won't. You told me you'd turn crooked to save Elizabeth. Well, you never had a better chance than right now.
You don't mean you'd still.
Farrell, listen, I'd blast this whole thing sky high.
You'd do that to her, to a girl who loved you enough to kill a man.
Oh, I don't know from that love routine. This is business.
But you'll go back to the penitentiary.
Sure, I'm risking 5 years more up there. But I'm betting you see things my way, and I think I'm betting on the favorite.
Can you hear it? Listen, the rhythm of life. Closer. The rhythm of your life. Through your moments of sadness, moments of youth, moments long past, the rhythm pounds out life's beat. Keep in step with the natural rhythm of life. Don't let yourself get out of shape by moving too slowly, but don't get ahead of the beat by pushing yourself too hard and too fast. Take care of your heart. Listen to it. The beat goes on. Goes on. The American Heart Association. We're fighting for your life.
Once the boxes are unpacked and the pictures are hung, what do you do when you're a stranger on a military installation in a foreign country? It's up to you to meet people and get involved in your community. The Family Center is a good place to start. They'll let you know about newcomers groups and other programs and opportunities for you and your children. They'll help you find softball games, dance classes, or chapel services, and if you wish, send you to worthwhile groups that need volunteers. When you know your way around the immediate area, take the whole family on a tour of your new community. Whether you go on foot, by tour bus, or ox cart, you'll get a first-hand orientation that will show you what you want to see more of in the future. Carry your phrase book and speak the language every chance you get. Even if your vocabulary is limited and your pronunciation embarrassing, it's a sure way to make friends in a new country, and you'll begin to feel more at home. Get out and get involved. Before long, you'll wish you had more time for all the things you want to do.
Frank Brzee returns to the microphone.
The curtain rises on Act Three of Johnny Eager, starring Van Heflin.
Johnny Eager liked the roar of the crowd. It had a symphonic quality to his insensitive ear. The crowd in a holiday mood, spending and betting and pouring poetic money into his till. Sweet music, surging waves of melody, but at the moment he is busy talking on the telephone.
Yeah? Yeah, wait a minute. Hold it just a minute, Dave.
Hey, hoist those place and show prices. That's what the dames go for.
Hey, sixth race coming up, Johnny. I'll take 53 grand.
Remember, we're getting 25% on the breakage. No pipe curve 20, you know. Hello, Dave. Now, listen, get this. I broke one cop off of his beat, and his number was a lucky one. I can break another when you tell him that.
Johnny...
Dave, have you seen anything of Marco around there? I see. Okay, thanks. Well, another cop asking for trouble. Like Agronowski, number 711. Dave says that Marco hasn't shown down there all day.
Johnny, we have company.
The dope pulling a Houdini on a night like... Oh, well, hiya.
Can I talk to you, Eager?
Yeah, it's a cinch. Jeff, this is Mr. Courtney. You want to talk here? You want to talk in private?
Not here. This is about Lizzo.
I have chores to do elsewhere.
Jeff, I want you here.
But Johnny, in the name of all the...
Oh, this is an uptown character. He likes an audience. Soundproof wall. It's pretty neat, huh? Send me back 10 grand. All right, Courtney, what about Elizabeth?
You haven't seen her in 5 days now. She's in frightful shape, Eager.
Yeah, what's the matter with?
She won't sleep. She won't let people near. She's staying awake with some kind of awful driving hysteria. They say it's in her mind. Well, I'll go deeper. I'll say it's in her soul.
Now, look, you didn't come down here to tell me this.
Whatever it is that's wrong with Lizbeth is mixed up with you. And I thought if you... Well, I'll give you $300,000 to go somewhere else.
No, you're only halfway to the boat, pal. I got $500,000 tied up down here. I got to get that back and more.
I'll meet that. I think I know where I can borrow the rest.
Hey, you're being a real sucker, aren't you? What guarantee you got that I won't take your dough and your girl?
I'm sorry. I thought you understood. I mean you to take her with you. Naturally.
Why do you want it that way?
Because there can't be any other way. She's in love with you.
Well, never let it be said you don't make interesting propositions. I'll think it over.
All right. Thanks for seeing me.
Let me know as soon as you can, William.
Hey, well, what's his angle? What's his reasons there?
You never met his kind before, Johnny.
Maybe I just can't think like a sucker, huh? You can't figure that out either, can you?
I can figure his angle. Lots of strange people could. But nobody born to woman could explain it to you.
Why not?
Johnny, you...
Come on, give it to me. Why not?
Because it is unselfish.
Why, you drunken...
That broke it.
Hey, Jeff. Jeff, come on back here. Jeff! Mike, you see anything of Jeff Hartnett down there?
No, I ain't seen him, Mr. Eager.
Johnny.
Yeah?
Hello, Johnny.
Hey, wait a minute. Well, May, little May Blythe.
You do remember.
Well, what do you know? May Blythe. Hey, come on. Let's step in out here of the mob.
Okay.
Say, look, May, do you remember that fresh guy down in Miami? did you know that you're the only dame that I ever slugged a guy over me? Did you know that?
Huh? I was hoping I'd run into you, Johnny. You know I'm married now, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Say, you married a cop, too, didn't you? You married a cop.
I got 3 kids, Johnny. 3 swell kids.
Oh, what do you know?
Only, Johnny, we're in an awful fix. Joe, well, he's crazy. He wouldn't stand for any finagling on his beat. Slot machines, you know. All of a sudden, he's moved off his beat down to the waterfront. Takes him 2 hours to get there and 2 hours to get home. Well, he isn't well, Johnny.
Yeah, it's tough,
but He comes home dog-tired. We're beginning to fight and squawk at each other. And he loves me, Johnny. I know he does.
Well, what do you want me to do, May?
Well, I thought maybe you'd still know somebody. Some way to have it fixed. Get him away from the piers and back on his old beat.
Well, May, like I said,
Johnny, can't you do it for me? Look, here's his picture. With the kids. Joe Agronowski, number 711.
I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do.
Well, I thought I was...
Well, there's nothing lower than an ex-big shot, May, you know that.
Just that I'm afraid. Fighting like we do, I'm afraid. You see, I love the guy.
Love, grade A pasteurized, eh? Yeah, sure, I get it, kid.
No, you don't. You don't get it at all. You don't even know what I'm talking about. Well, thanks for listening to me. So long, Johnny.
Harry, hand me that phone.
Sure, Johnny.
Dame's grade A pasteurized.
Johnny.
Oh, I was starting to call around for you.
Like poor Garnet. I came back from my purse.
Jeff, look, I didn't mean to hit you, but you shouldn't needle me like that.
Know what I was going, Johnny? Right down to the district attorney.
The district attorney?
Gonna sing, Johnny. Gonna sing, yodel, and blow a loud whistle about Lou Rankin, all of it. Loud and clear, Johnny, and then I was gonna blow my brains out.
You'd do that to me just for dusting you across the mouth?
No. I just suddenly got a stomachful of myself. What we done to that little girl and what we are doing.
Now, wait just a minute,
Johnny,
Jeff.
You know something? You stopped me. You. Because she'd only eat her heart out with you in the death cell. I haven't got the nerve to blow my brains out. No, it's like you said, Johnny. You're the boss. You got everybody over a barrel.
Now, look, give a guy a chance to say something, will you? I'm going to see Elizabeth right away. I'm going to throw a couple of laps and snap her out of this.
Hey, Johnny, look, on a level, You do feel something different there, don't you?
What are you talking about? She's just a kid who thinks she's carrying a torch. Come on now, I'm doing this for you as much as anybody. Come on, let's get going.
What do you want, Eager?
Your man told me to come up here, Mr. Farrell.
What do you want?
They tell me Elizabeth's still kind of rocky. I thought maybe I could help snap her out of this.
Very well.
Is she in a room?
At the end of the hall. Second door.
Farrell, she knows that I told you about what happened, doesn't she?
Yes. I thought it would ease her mind to know that I understood. I wanted to help her. She pretended she didn't know what I was talking about.
Well, I don't figure that.
She thinks of me only as a policeman who wants to send you back to jail.
Well, don't you?
Eager, my daughter always trusted me. But she doesn't anymore. You manage that, too.
Well, you don't have to break down and cry about it.
That is a satisfaction you'll not have.
Elizabeth? Hello, Elizabeth.
Johnny.
Oh, Johnny. Hello,
Johnny.
Kid.
You shouldn't have come. I knew you would when you could. It's been so long, darling. So long. Hold me, Johnny. Hold me.
Hey, you're cold.
You mustn't stay only a minute. They might be listening. Oh, darling.
Look, Elizabeth, I don't like this. You look bad.
I'm all right. It's just I haven't slept much. I've been afraid to. See, I might talk, and they might be listening. And Johnny, did he have a family?
What do you mean?
That man, did he have a wife and child?
No, not a soul.
Oh, thank goodness for that. I can hold out, then.
Hold out?
Darling, your parole is less than a year to run, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I can hold out that long if you just keep holding me like this every now and then. They'll never get a word out of me, Johnny. Never.
Hey, what are you getting at?
And after a year... Oh, it'd be such a relief to tell.
Tell who what?
The police, everything. As soon as it won't get you in any trouble. Oh, Johnny, the thought of them taking you back. They can't, Johnny. I'll have the strength to hold out against them, you'll see.
Oh, kid, holy
suffering. You'll see,
Now, just be quiet a minute. Don't say anything till I tell you something. Now, look, I'm telling you that I love you. You hear that?
I've known that all the time. Didn't you?
Yeah, sure, kid. But look, I've said that before, but I never meant it before, see, until now. To you, I'm going to mean that always.
I know that.
All right. Now, I want you to get yourself set to start hating me.
Johnny, what are
you... Kid, look, I used you, see? You never killed anybody. That was a guy who works for me. The gun was full of blanks. That was ketchup on his shirt, not blood. It was all a frame.
Oh, Johnny. Oh, Johnny, my darling.
Listen to me. That guy is no more dead than you are.
Think of such a beautiful life.
Kid, you didn't kill anybody.
A wonderful, fantastic, beautiful lie to make his best girl feel.
Listen, Elizabeth, you've got to believe
me.
Darling.
You look so mad trying to sound convincing. I'm not afraid of talking now. I'll sleep so quietly, darling. And I won't talk. I won't talk. Ever.
She wouldn't believe me, see? I told her the whole thing, everything. And she said that I was just making it up. I was lying.
Well, what now, Johnny?
Well, we go and dig up Marco and bring him back to her, that's all. Show him to her.
Johnny, you can't do that. Didn't you know Marco's got over to Halligan?
Hey, where did you get that?
Called the office while you were with the girl. There was a message from Halligan. He said something about a good actor like Marco deserving better parts. It's a cross, Johnny.
Yeah. It makes it tougher to get Marco back to Elizabeth.
Still gonna try, though.
Didn't you hear me, Jeff? The kid can't take it the way it is now. It's driving her nuts.
Well, supposing she spills it to Farrell, Johnny, don't you know that?
I don't know what I know. Except what she was willing to do for me. So, all right, so I've turned sucker. So what? What about it? You got any other name for it?
Sure. It's what makes the world go round. It's an eight ball, Johnny, but it's all right. I'm glad.
Oh, you're nuts. We got to get Marco back some way. We got to get him fast.
Hello, Igor?
Yeah?
I found your man, Igor. Apartment of a delicatessen down by the piers. Corner Derby and Ford. It's a poker game. Got it?
Got it. Check. Thanks, Tony. Hello? Hello, Courtney. This is Johnny Eager. Now listen, sucker. Get this the first time. Don't miss anything. And don't do any different from what I tell you. Now start listening. Okay, Jeff. You know what to do.
Yeah, I cover you with an alibi.
Yeah, and you know how to do it. All right, now get going.
Okay. Johnny.
Now listen, will you get going? I want you gone before Courtney brings her down here.
Yeah, sure, Johnny. Only, you know when you batted me tonight...
Oh, Jeff, that's water under the bridge.
Yeah, well, I had it coming to me.
Okay, please. Okay. Now will you
Johnny, hey, you remember the mountains?
What mountains?
I was telling you, the Rockies where the mountains are like Christmas trees. Johnny, let's go out there and climb a couple of mountains.
For the last time, Jeff, get going.
Well, yeah, so long. So long, Johnny.
Well, it's about time, Courtney. Come on, turn off your lights.
Johnny, what is all this? Why are you hiding in those shadows?
You tell her anything, Courtney?
I didn't know anything to tell her, Vega.
Listen to me now, Elizabeth. Any minute now, one or two or three guys are going to walk into that door up the street there. One of them will be the guy you think you knocked off.
Johnny, please don't. He threw any tricks.
I'm going to bring him over here and show him to you on his feet full of light, like I said.
Darling, darling.
Wait now. You know what your friend here did? He thought I was kind of short on cash, you know, so he offered me all of his dough. If I'd get out of town and take you with me.
Now, wait a minute, Igor. That was between you and me.
That's a funny way to be stuck on a dame, but I guess when you and I split up, you could be halfway happy with a guy like that, couldn't you?
Split up, Johnny?
Yeah, well, you know, people like you and me, we break just about as
quick as we hit. Johnny, don't joke anymore. You can't pretend now. You said it tonight. You said I was the only girl.
Oh, well, sure, that. Well, you were in a wingding. You gotta say a few phony words if you're gonna help a pal out of a wingding, you know?
I don't believe you. I won't.
Hold it. Well, he's alone. That's a break. Watch this now. Take it easy, Marco.
Eager.
Just keep walking right over alongside this car.
Wait a minute, Eagle. Listen.
Shut
to
up.
Me.
All right, here he is, kid. Take a good look at him, alive and kicking. Well, you see him, don't you?
Yes, yes, but Johnny, what you said a minute ago, you don't mean what you said.
You can get some sleep now, huh? You don't have to keep quiet any longer,
Johnny,
see?
Johnny, look at me. Look at me. You still
look
don't...
out, Eager!
Johnny! Don't shoot him! No!
Slug me, huh? Get back in that car, will you?
No, they'll put you back, Johnny.
Johnny got away. This whole street will cut loose any minute now. You two got to get out of here.
Come on, Liz.
I won't go. Not until I know that...
Get that car started. You got to beat it.
Johnny, I'm staying here with you.
For the last
because
time, kid.
Because I know you're lying to me. This time I know it because you can't look at me.
All right, so what if I am? Sure, remember that I...
Come with
her.
Us, Digger. We'll work it out.
No, get her out of here, will you? Take her away someplace, anyplace, up in the mountains or something, and talk it out. Only talk her out of my life, will you? Talk her out of my life.
So long, Eager.
Look out, you.
Yeah, all right, officer. Hey, Johnny, it's me.
Hello, Jeff.
Who is the mug, you know?
Hello, Johnny.
Hey, Jeff. What's that highest mountain where we're going?
What did he say? He just asked about a mountain.
What mountain? Do you know this guy?
Yeah. This guy could have climbed the highest mountain in the world. If he just started up the right one.
Now, you stick around, buddy. Hello? Bed 711. Agronowski. Oh, that you, Floyd? Say, there are five down in the gunfight here on the piers. Yeah, I got the last one. Oh, just another hood, I guess. Yeah? Well, whoever he is, he don't mean a thing to anybody now. Look, call May and tell her I'll be late, will you?